This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. The current United States president is praised for telling it like it is. I've heard the same phrase used about talk show hosts, rappers, columnists, and mouthy dudes at parties. It's seen as a straightforwardly good thing, like being down to earth or real. But any virtue celebrated in Donald Trump, a man not known for his strong ethics, is worth looking at a little more closely. At best, someone who tells it like it is committed to truth, and not just any old truth like it's the school holidays and I need a coffee. This is factually correct, but it's trivial. The truth for someone who tells it like it is must be important, some high-stakes moral or political issue. In this, it's a version of the ancient Greek notion of parrhesia, or truth-telling. The French philosopher Michel Foucault spoke about parrhesia in his 1983 lectures, and his definition's still helpful today. For the Greeks, a truth-teller was honest and critical of others, including their friends and colleagues. Just as importantly, they were right or had good reasons for believing they were. They weren't just mouthing gossip or hearsay. They put themselves in danger when they spoke, and they did so out of duty, not cynicism or greed. A premier example of this is Socrates, who was executed for his calm but dogged condemnation of well-known Athenians. So, parrhesia takes forthrightness, yes, it isn't about being superficially polite, but rudeness isn't enough. The truth-teller has studied carefully, they're authoritative. The truth-teller puts themselves at risk, whether from death or public condemnation or private shame. And just as importantly, the truth-teller doesn't speak because they're paid to, or because it'll help to get them elected, or because they just get off on offending people. They speak frankly and accurately because they care, because they don't want their loved one or their community to be harmed. So, if you're a truth-teller, how do you stack up next to this Greek ideal? Yes, perhaps you speak plainly, but is your speech accurate? Would a fact-checker give you the thumbs up? Do you put yourself at risk, or do you punch down, mocking your foes instead of criticising your mates? And is your forthrightness for the common good, or to make yourself look clever or tough? In this light, the problem with telling it like it is that we often set the bar too low. We take bluntness as a virtue in itself and forget about the rest. Correctness, sincerity, scrutiny of our comrades or the powerful, and bravery. So, next time you hear someone praised for telling it like it is, ask yourself a few questions. How well established is this truth? Who's being criticised, the marginalised or the powerful, friends or enemies? And what's the motive, goodwill or something less enlightened? They might be truth-tellers, they might be partisan hacks, they might be just plain rude.